Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Smirk.
Big brr.
Jay Production.
All the way, you get some back for me,
shit.
Shit. You gotta get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. If your nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. You niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post RP, and the reason he in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Got two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O-Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door lock and stop. I like getting on feet, parks the car. We get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Blue faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Give my shorty them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch switch up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, little bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh? I wish he would come. B-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock. I wish he would run. Hit that plan, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Who's icy? That's my dog. But boy, you know I'm really shy.
You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying.
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch, come get it back in blood.
Production.
I wanna stand like you make me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas told me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on just anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me disability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5, C-side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? so I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. In the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never noticed. You just do it for yourself, you the fucking coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging bitches in here? They get a ball of fit, but they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they plan on sucking dick until some meals appear. Like voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, with your girls having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne rain, triple white gag. Closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Prada, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who fuck for files of reason, the bowls, the baked ZD.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nail done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my
LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. My CO girl, let me see your hands. Wave them at them bitches, let them know you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, Gigazilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. As we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off her foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners. The girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
Let me start these lives. All right, I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on the gram. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Hope everyone's doing all right. Welcome to the Jonah Bay Show. Goes on every Monday. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about something y'all was been supposed to have did, but I never told y'all to do it, and y'all didn't do it. You know, one of the first federal rules of procedures I ever told y'all was Rule 17, because I was teaching y'all about authentication and what authentication means. And authentication gets you the original certificate of ownership of the straw man, which is called the birth certificate, official birth certificate, right? So that is also called a counter deed. So then I had y'all look into Rule 17. Then y'all said y'all wanted to sue. So I had to teach y'all about Rule 8. Rule 8. So that they wouldn't do a Rule 12b6 on you, where they say you have made a claim where relief cannot be granted. You do Rule 8 correctly, they can't do a Rule 6. You understand? But y'all should have read Rule 1, Rule 2, all the way up to Rule 20, or whatever rules, how high it goes, right? Specifically, y'all should have read Rule 8, Rule 9, Rule 10, Rule 11, Rule 12, all the way up to 17 at least. Y'all never did it. And this is what I mean by when I be like, yo, y'all ain't studying correctly. Y'all don't know what I know because y'all ain't taking y'all studying seriously. You must know the rules of court, right? Court is waging war. It's waging war against the powers that be for the rights that was given to you by God. You got to know the rules, because anytime you don't do the court rules, they do, like I said, Rule 12b6 on you, that you have stated a claim where relief cannot be granted. So if you don't want that to happen, you want to win your case, you got to know the federal rules of procedures. Now, the good thing is the federal rules of procedure works for any case on the state or federal level, but you're just not going to say Federal Rules of Procedure 10. No, you're not going to put that on the paper. You're just going to do what the rule tells you to do if you're in a state case, but you're not going to name the rule because the state has it under a different code. Okay? Now, so with that being said, let me go over Rule 10, because a lot of y'all are working on these 241, 242 suits, right? So even though I got the template and the template is correct, I want y'all to know why it's set up the way it's set up. So if you go to Rule 10, and let me put this in the chat. As far as I know, I'm the only one that actually shows y'all the rules to court, because I always said all these years, all roads lead to court. So I'm like, I'm going to be different from all the other Moors. I'm going to be obedient and follow what Noble Drew Ali laid down and follow the rules that the ancestors laid down. And I'm going to beat them at their own game. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people think it's too much trouble to do that. Well, then it's too much trouble for you to win. Plain and simple. You know what I mean? So I put it in the chat, Rule 10. Hold on. Let me put it in YouTube as well. I got to get used to putting stuff that I put into the chat into YouTube so people can check it out on YouTube as well. Instagram, y'all asked out. I have no way of putting that up there for you. Y'all going to have to just listen and follow. So it says, form of pleadings. Rule 10, form of pleadings. A, caption, names of parties. Every pleading must have a caption with the court's name, a title, a file number, and a rule 7A designation. The title of the complaint must name all the parties, the title of the pleadings, after naming the first party. Each side may refer generally to the other parties. So once you name the parties in the header, you know, Jonah Bay versus Georgia, the state of Georgia, by taking in Georgia governor, whatever his name is, doing business as the governor, right? That's the parties. Now, every time in my paperwork, I can refer to them as the other party. I don't have to keep on putting their name specifically anymore. I could say the other party, right? So y'all got to know y'all are able to do that. All right, so rule B. Now, the funny thing is, someone was working on a case, and I said, now, I showed them rule 8 and lined it out what it was supposed they were supposed to do. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me pull up rule 8 and show y'all what I'm talking about. I'm really flabbergasted at the way people really can't comprehend what they read. Can't comprehend what they're doing. It's y'all got some studying to do for the comprehension, because if you're not comprehending, you're really not reading. Rule 8, general rules of pleading. A claim for relief. A pleading that states a claim for relief must contain, number 1, a short and plain statement of the grounds of the court's jurisdiction. Guess what? Yo, all the paperwork I've seen thus far for 241s, when people are getting consultations to do the 241, they fucked that up already. They don't have jurisdiction in number 1. It says number 1, jurisdiction. You have to name how the court has jurisdiction. That's number 1. Because they got to know how they're able to hear the case. That's number 1. They had a short, plain statement. Had it wrong. I said, switch that shit around. Fuck the matter with you. Oh, my bad. I didn't see that. How you didn't see that? I read the last consultation, rule 8-2, you made you read it, asked you questions, and you still got it wrong. Y'all got to do better. Number 2, a short and plain statement of the claim showing that the pleader is entitled for relief. That's when you do a summary of what the fuck they did to you. They violated my rights protected by the Constitution by doing a false arrest and stopping me illegally. That's a short, plain statement, right? Then you go claim, number 1, and then you start going into the details. It's done just like a book is done. When you open a book, you got the glossary or the index. And it tells you a short, plain sentence of what the goddamn book is going to be about in every chapter. Y'all seen it your whole life. I don't understand how it's so difficult to do. You know, I think the governments of this world did a real good job with dumbing us down. It's like really crazy what the average people don't comprehend and don't see and don't understand. Then number 3, a demand for relief sought, which may include relief in an alternative or different types of relief. Now, even the shows on the radio, you heard this. I'm going to go to it in a second. But every goddamn piece of paperwork I've seen came in, it says prayer for relief. Prayer. Well, Jonah, your template got prayer. I said, I know what my template got. It got traps in it for the people who want to steal my paperwork. But for y'all that listen on the air, I tell y'all what the fucking do. I tell you what it says. The word says demand. Demand. Demand is not a prayer. Look up the fucking word prayer. And you basically saying these people is your God. How you gonna make a man your God? What the fuck you doing praying? The goddaggone lawyers write the word prayer for relief. Even this rule tells you to demand. I demand this relief. That's what it's supposed to say. I demand this relief. The fuck y'all doing? Do y'all not comprehend what it said? A demand for relief sought. Now, a lot of people were asking me, well, Jonah, you don't have the pay fee schedule or how much they want. I said, yo, I've been telling y'all a long time ago, $9,000 per minute, and refer back to your daggone injunction that you said $9,000 per minute and charge them. That's called our alternative or different types of relief. An injunction is called an alternative or a different type of relief. Y'all gonna have to comprehend what y'all are reading. Don't just read it to read it. But these are the problems people are having with Rule 8, not comprehending. I'm not going to go further into Rule 8 because I've done it so many times inside the archives. I'm concentrating on Rule 10 tonight, right? So then it says, B, at Rule 10, forms and pleadings. Paragraphs, separate statements. So it just told you to do paragraphs with the separate statements. A party must state its claims or defenses in numbered paragraphs. You know how many people's paperwork I've seen that didn't have the numbers on the side? You put the numbers on the side so when someone's rebutting it, they can refer to number 16, the first paragraph at number 16 of the page. That's why you do that. You're supposed to do that. Y'all ain't doing that. If you don't do that, you can get a Rule 12b6. They stated a claim where relief cannot be granted. A lot of y'all be having run-on sentences. Rommel, all y'all niggas that did that bullshit case had run-on sentences. Didn't have no numbers. Yes, niggas, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all did it wrong. I'm not saying it. The law's saying it. I don't know why the fuck y'all get mad at Jonah. I'm just reading the laws to y'all, making sure y'all comprehend it. But let me go on. A party must state in its claims and defenses in numbered paragraphs, each limited as far as practical to a single set of circumstances. That means talk about one subject at a time. After you talk about that subject, then you do another paragraph with another number on it and then talk about that, right? Simple. A later pleading may refer by number to the paragraph in the early pleading. Now, I like to say the above mentioned constitution. And then I'll start talking about it because I had the constitution right above what I was about to start talking about. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of y'all are just fucking up. Y'all want to do what y'all want to do. Y'all are disobedient. Yo, my niggas, y'all can't be disobedient. You're going to have to follow suit. You know what I mean? A lot of the Moors are fucking up and always losing court. Why? They disobedient. Noble Drew Ali said, take on a new name and do business in your new name. Then he also said the young Moors would come and take it further than him, and the old Moors would have to take a backseat. Y'all should have been looking for the young Moors to teach you, not Taj Tariq Bey. He wasn't going to fix it. He an old Moor, right? Then Noble Drew Ali said, enforce the Constitution. As far as I know, I'm the only one that teaches y'all how to enforce the Constitution because I'm obedient to what Noble Drew Ali said to do. And that's why I'm the most successful. Money-wise, winning cases, getting y'all remedy when y'all doing y'all's own case. You know what I mean? That's why it's going down. I know how to follow directions. Let me go on and finish reading. A later pleading may refer by number of the paragraph in the earlier pleading. If doing so would promote clarity, each claim founded on a separate transaction or occurrence, and each defense other than a denial must be stated in a separate count or defense. So you have things called count one, count two, count three. So when you're doing a different paragraph on a different subject, you always put count one. Then the next count, you say count two, because it's a different paragraph with a different subject, the way it has to be done. Y'all niggas is just throwing up motherfucking lawsuits with run-on sentences and everything. It's crazy, right? All right, C, adoption by reference in exhibits. A statement in a pleading may be adopted by reference elsewhere in the same pleading or in any other pleading or motion. A copy of the written instrument that is exhibit to be a pleading is part of the pleading for all purposes. So when I'm talking about the Constitution, I cut and paste it inside the paperwork and say the above mentioned Constitution. Or if I have the whole Constitution, I have it as Exhibit A. It's connected to my complaint. And then I mention the specific part of that Constitution I'm talking about. Clause 1, motherfucking Section 2, Paragraph 4. See what I'm saying? And I keep on doing that throughout the whole document when I'm doing exhibit. I tend not to want to do exhibits, so I cut and paste the whole Constitution. I mean, the part, at least the part I'm talking about, into my paperwork. Just makes it easier than doing the exhibit. So that's Rule 10. How many of y'all knew Rule 10? I thought I would be doing Rule 11. I'm going to try to do Rule 11, see if I got enough time to do Rule 11. All right, so Rule 11, let me put this in the chat in YouTube. Y'all gonna have to get back to this scientist stuff. Y'all gotta start operating like scientists and do all this shit correctly, yo. Follow the rules, be obedient. A lot of y'all niggas want y'all women to be obedient, but y'all ain't obedient to no one. You don't listen. She ain't gonna listen. Fuck you doing? And then if the parents ain't obedient, how you gonna expect the kids to be obedient? You do all of this stuff by example. You gotta live your life by example because people are looking to see if you a hypocrite. And no one respects hypocrites. That was a movie. Big girly, girly movie. Girly, girly, girly. Girly, girly, girly. I told you Whitney got Bobby Brown hooked on drugs. I know, but she introduced. Yeah, I'm on the show. Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad, y'all. My bad. We talking about that Whitney Houston movie. They went to see it. I didn't go. I ain't watching girly, girly, girly movies. So I just put it in the chat. Let's go to Rule 11. Rule 11, signing pleadings, motions, and other papers, representations to the court, sanctions. We ain't going to really read the sanction part because I don't care about that. Signature, every pleading, written motion, and other paper must be signed by at least one attorney of record in the attorney's name, or by a party personally if the party is unrepresented. Now, you know how many times y'all get attorneys, they never sign the paperwork? That means you didn't even have an attorney represent you. That's one of the tricks that they're using to fuck you over, right? But you're supposed to sign your own paperwork. Not only do I sign all my paperwork with my address and all that stuff, I also put the day, I get it authenticated. I mean, notarized. Why? Because I make everything an affidavit. I make everything an affidavit. Then it says, or by party personally, if the party is unrepresented. That's y'all. We going in unrepresented. The paper must state the signer's address, email address, and telephone number. How many of y'all are putting y'all's address, email address, and telephone number on the page? I do. I don't tend to give them my email address. I only give them my address, telephone number. I don't want them to have my email address. Unless a rule or a statute specifically states otherwise, a pleading need not be verified or accompanied by affidavit. See, need not be. I do everything with an affidavit. The court must strike the unsigned paperwork unless the omission is properly corrected after being called to the attorney or party's attention. They never tell you that they're striking your paperwork all because you don't have your name, your address, email, and telephone number on the paper. They just strike it. And you'd be like, yo, Jonah, they ignored my paperwork. And I say, let me see your paperwork. And you show me the paperwork, and I'm like, yo, you didn't do this. You didn't do this. So now your paperwork got striked just because you didn't put your phone number, your name, your address, your email. Did y'all know that they were striking your paperwork for that? I did. And see, this is why a lot of y'all do the paperwork on your own. Y'all don't get the consultations for me to look at your paperwork. And y'all be like, yo, it didn't work. That Jonah Bay shit don't work. Yes, it does. But you should have got the consultation because you didn't do the proper studying. You don't know the rules. So they strike your paperwork. So I said, yo, it's time for me to actually tell y'all the rules that I follow and the rules that I know. But y'all should have did it on your own. Y'all always waiting for Jonah Bay to show y'all. That's where your real mistake is. Don't wait for me to show you. Take the initiative and do it on your own, right? So, yeah, y'all's paperwork is getting stricken from the record. B, representation to the court. By presenting the court a pleading, a written motion, or other paper, whether by signing, filing, submitting, or later advocating it, an attorney or unrepresented party certifies that it is the to the best of the person's knowledge, information, and belief formed after the inquiry reasonable under the circumstances, right? And it says, number one. Now, personally, I have y'all always do what? It's called unsworn declaration. Google unsworn declaration. And you do it all affidavits without the United States. You do it under the laws in the treaties of United States of America. Number one, it is not being presented for any proper purpose such as harass, cause unnecessary delay, or needless increase of cost of litigation. Number two, the claims, defenses, and other concoctions are warranted by existing law and by non-frivolous arguments for extending, modifying, and reversing existing law or for establishing new law. See, when I went into, last time I was in federal court, did a case, they wrote these things and said my case had merit. And they went on with the case. They tried to get it dismissed and they couldn't because I followed the rules. So then he wrote this according to the rules. See, when I'm in court, I'm not surprised. I know what they're supposed to do, expect it to be done. And if they don't do it, I do a writ of error. Dum, dum, dum. Let me go on. Number three, the factual contentions have evidentiary support or specifically so identified or likely have evidentiary support after a reasonable opportunity for further investigation or discovery. See, so when they trying to shoot your shit down, this is the shit you write. If you're given more time to show your shit in discovery, it's going to show what you're saying is absolutely true. Like when you make the statement that the officer stopped you and didn't have a warrant, nor did he have an affidavit in support of the warrant, which is a violation of my rights protected by the Georgia Constitution and the federal Constitution. And discovery will show this by me asking for discovery of those things, and they won't be able to produce it. So therefore, the case gets shut down immediately. And number four, the denials of factual contentions are warranted on the evidence, or if specifically so identified, reasonable based on belief and lack of information. They just told you, you get shit shut down just by saying, I deny. I've been telling y'all that for years. Why? It's in the rules. So that's rule 10 and 11. We're going to next show talk about 12 and 13. But with that being said, we passed the time. I'm going to start opening up the call lines. But before I do, I want to play something. Because I used to play this shit all the time. And I don't know. I got out of playing it. But I need to play it way more. Because it's definitely something y'all need to learn. This is why you poor. Right here. I'll be back.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
All right. Follow the fucking script. That means follow the motherfucking rules, y'all. All right, let me open up the call line, see what's going on out there. Stay on point, talk about the subject before you start asking me questions on other things. I'm going to 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace, God. What's going on? Great show. You know what? Look, I've been out here for a while with you, you know, and it never ceases to amaze me, like, how much, even when you're doing your own study and stuff like that, to be able to listen to you speak, and it's just that much easier to comprehend. Even though you think that you have a overstanding of something, when you say something, it's just like it's just like an insurance. Like, yo.
Well, thank you. Reinforcing,
like, yo.
Yeah. I never thought
I'm gonna tell you.
I never thought of it.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
But I was looking flabbergasted. I talked to 10 people, and who ate? Number one, they did not put jurisdiction. And I asked them, I said, yo, listen, you read this. I know you read this because we read it together. I said, why didn't you put jurisdiction as number one? I said, yo,
you got to establish the jurisdiction.
Were you using a template that you found online or you got it from somewhere else? And they admitted it. They use someone else's template. I said, see, that's the
I always get it. You know what? it's always that. It uses
it's
that.
Always
uses that.
That. It's all, the only reason to use someone's template is because you don't know how to do it yourself. But if you read the rules, you know how to do it yourself. Yo, a lawsuit is very simple when you're following Rule 8.
Yeah, I gotta admit, yo, I went through all the rules, but
yo, all you gotta do is rule 8, rule 10, and then you could never get a rule 12 B6.
That's what's up. That's you see, just that right there alone, you just made it clear. you made it simple, you know, because I would run into that sometimes. I'm like, yo, I got this. Establish jurisdiction. I put my my document, I would do pro se. I mean, I never mess around with an attorney. And, they still have to throw out their 12B book, here and there, not all the time. And then they kind of run away from providing, discovery and stuff like that, even when, force the judge, just forget it. Anyway, when you ask a judge to make these people force their hands on the discoveries, compel the court. Compel the discovery. You said 12B or try to run away from discovery. But you just made it a lot clearer. I mean, even though I went over it plenty of times and I wrote it out. That you coming from your mouth is just a reassurance. But I'm not gonna hold the floor. What I wanted to also ask, I forgot. So I'm just gonna fall back and listen. I appreciate it. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. All right, I'm going 561-856. Peace to the God. Peace.
What's going on? Peace, John the Bay.
What up, God? How are you?
I'm all right, man. I just want to say that commercial, man. It had me laughing when he get to that Escalade. You know what I'm saying? When you say a fucking monkey, it's just funny.
It is, ain't it?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm on. Yeah, the rules. This whole rules section I had. Last week, I had no clue of what the hell was going on at all. And, like you say, just kick the archives. I push about 2 hours with Jonah Bay a day, and it's crazy. I still don't know how to do none of this stuff, but I understand.
But I bet you're catching up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I really appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as flowers, I want to make sure you get them right now. And I ain't even, I appreciate it, man.
Well, I thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
But yeah, man, I'm just I'm pushing forward. Like I said, I got a few questions. You know what I'm saying?
All right, what you got?
My first one, I got the injunction and everything printed out or whatnot from your website. And I just wanted to know who do I send it to exactly? I did a court of injunction.
Okay. These are the people you send the injunction to. Just driving injunction. You send it to the governor. The governor is the president of the actual state. He's the president, right? You send it to the attorney general. The attorney general is the attorney for the whole state. You send it to three sheriffs in three different counties where you drive. You do that, you're straight. You don't have to send it to no one else. I've heard people sending it to DMV and all that. You don't have to send that there. DMV are subcontractors. DMV is not the state. Actually, police officers are not the state. They are contractors too. So the only law in the state is the sheriff's. Now, the sheriff deputizes all of the police, just like you seen a cowboy movie, and they'd be like, we're going to form a posse. And for catching this person, we're going to deputize all of y'all, and y'all going to be deputies under this sheriff, and we're going to go hunt this guy down and find him. That's what the police are, deputized by the sheriff.
Okay, got you. Okay. And my second question would be, I got the child support injunction, and I just wanted to know, I'm trying to still figure it out and look up the Constitution is here in Florida.
Great.
Is there anything?
Hold on.
Hold on.
You're going to send me your order number for the child support injunction that you ordered. Go to send it to jonahbay@gmail.com. Why?
Okay.
I made an easier and better child support injunction, and I'm going to give you the copy because you already bought.
Okay. Appreciate that, man. And my last question is, should I get a consultation about how to get a DBA in Florida? Because that's my
You might as well not do that. You're going to have to read that. I've never looked up the laws to get a DBA in Florida and never cared to because I don't live there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you, once you do your child support paperwork, you need to get a consultation so I can look over and make sure it's correct.
Gotcha. 10-4. I got it. 100%. Got you on that. Well, all right, man. That's where all the questions I know, you know, people. I've been trying to get to you since last week, Monday. But
well, welcome,
I'm,
brother.
I'm the floor.
All
like
right,
like I said, man, you're beautiful. Thank you.
No doubt. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 336-866. Hurry up. Say what you got to say. Don't do all the greetings. We only have 5 minutes left. Peace to the God.
Well, peace. You're doing a great job, bro. Keep it up. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, the problem with that Constitution, man. That's one thing you always said, man. You always said move swiftly, and you know with this shit, you gotta move on them. Cause if you don't, you know, slipping with the fucking, I missed that fucking appeal, and that shit, you know, they just move forward, man. I had him beat, but you know, I didn't get the appeal in time. But just that procedure shit is real, because the lower courts don't follow none of that shit, bro. I mean, you know, they only follow procedure. They don't follow nothing else. They don't care about nothing else, bro.
And
you
that's
know
why I'm saying we got to do the procedures correctly.
Yeah, they don't care about none of that shit. If you're not following the civil rules, federal rules of procedure, you can forget about it. They're going to run right over your paperwork straight up.
It's for real, though.
That's fact. That's why, you know, get a die. You always told me, say, yo, use that discovery. You put that discovery on them, and that was it, bro. They don't answer that shit. They keep it moving. They don't answer, and they keep it moving. And, Jonah, one other thing, too. Now, I don't know if you – I think you, you having this issue, too, but you already, you know, you got something for it. And what I'm noticing now, you know, I had the injunction on the witch for a minute. And now what they're doing now, because, you know, it's in my spiritual name. So now – So now this the regular police, the sheriffs and the state troopers ain't doing that shit. It's the city cops. So now they're taking instead of the Energy L Bay Trust, they just take the Energy L Bay and they say, oh, he ain't got no license. Straight up. They just doing that's what they're doing now. They pulled me over. Oh, I was like, damn.
Have you hold on. Let me ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
You got your ID?
Yes, sir.
You got your ID?
No, I know that's the solution. The IDP
and you're supposed to have your private foreign license, and you hand that to them because the peons are used to seeing something, right? They're used to seeing something. Now, the thing is, our biggest problem out there is that don't know anything. They're going to violate you not knowing.
Right.
Right? Now, I made something for them motherfuckers, too. It's called the 241, 242 suit. That was false arrest and false imprisonment. Go get your money.
True indeed. On the way, bro. On the way. Already.
And what's going to happen after you even attempt to sue them, this is what they do. They put your name in the database and say, leave him alone. Don't ever fuck with him. Because you're going to be sued. They spread your name to everyone in the vicinity. Just for the loss, whether you win or lose, they're going to do that. Why? Because they already know even if you lost, you're going to keep on doing it, and eventually you're going to win.
Right. Okay, so I know you dropped this shit in March because that's gangster right there. That's what I'm looking. I'm looking one to do that. Like, in other words, have a case already going on and then turn around and sue them within the case.
Exactly.
Like, don't have to open up another case.
I'm going to read to you next week or so. It's going to show you how to take their case and make it to your case and put it in federal court. The rules tell you how.
Right. True indeed. True indeed. Yes. Most definitely. I'm looking forward
to it. Peace to God. All right, that's our show for today. I got to get off on time because I'm doing an interview that will be going up soon. I got to get up out of here. Peace to God. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope y'all learned a lot. I hope y'all go back and study those two rules we went over today and learn them and put it in your repertoire. You know what I mean? All right, we out of here. Peace to the God.